Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. The phones are open. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. As always, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss here on broadcast radio. Also online streaming. We've got a podcast. We're on satellite. You can get the show in a variety of different ways. We appreciate everybody out there listening how it is that you prefer. Joining you here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Mark.
Mark joining us remotely from a secretive location.
I'm somewhere in Florida.
I was like, is it a secret? You didn't ask.
All right, well, how was the latest trip in Honduras?
I really enjoyed it.
That's a secret.
We have made some huge strides in getting Coral Beach up and ready to build. I'm very excited. I'm not announcing anything yet, but pretty soon you'll be able to buy a house there.
Well, that's good.
Wow, that's very cool. Or is it houses or townhouses or apartments, or is that too much to...
Well, we're working on villas. Okay. We had a great deal of problems with the sort of condo thing, you know, with the collapse of the Zeti law. We can't just build what we want to build, mm-hmm. like Prospera, who has currently built the largest building on the island of Roatan. Wow. And it's there. I was at the top of it. It's called Duna. And... you know, it's a free zone, and I'm, you know, this is what I'd hoped to do at one point, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
What about joining Prospera? Wasn't that an option on the table, something you were looking into?
Right. So although that is supposed to be one of the powers of a ZA at this time with this administration, we don't see that happening. Now,
so what is a villa? Sorry, I thought you were done.
Yeah, a villa is kind of a house that's similar to the house that's next to it.
Like a townhouse?
Yeah, townhouse and villas I think are pretty similar.
Townhouse is usually connected though, right? There's usually a
townhouse. This won't be connected.
Okay. That's so pretty separate. Cool.
Yeah, this is Canal Side Villa. So you'll have your own little boat dock and be able to go into town if you want, or you can just use the Neptune's water taxi and not own a boat, which I highly recommend. The idea.
You had a bad experience with that once, huh?
I've had it more than once.
I kind of think a villa sounds cooler than a condo.
I think it does, too. What do you think? Why do you think that is?
Because you won't be hearing other people in your walls, and isn't that like what a condo is? A condo is an apartment.
A condo is an apartment that you kind of have an ownership stake in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So obviously you'll hear some neighbors doing some things. If your condo is constructed well, which would have certainly been my goal, you won't hear them right next door. If your neighbor is sufficiently loud, it doesn't matter if there's 10 feet of space between you and them. You'll still hear them. So,
but even like it's not just a noise thing. It's just like, oh, I have all this space to myself. And, you know, you don't feel... Like, I know there's someone on the other side of this wall. I don't know.
Yeah, you're not right up against somebody in that case.
Yeah, spoken like somebody who doesn't mow the grass. So I'm going to have to make sure that the grass gets mowed at these places because, you know, there'll be some kind of homeowners association thing.
I see.
I mean, the reason that I don't particularly want to own a piece of property is because I don't want to be responsible for paying for, you know, the fixes, all the things that have to happen. And personally, I think that renting is the true freedom. And that owning
but
is
don't
in
you
fact
own a, this piece of property that you're talking about?
No, I do not.
You don't?
Nope.
Okay.
It is owned by a corporation.
I see.
that is owned in part by a foundation that I set up. But no, I do not.
Okay, but you're kind of running the day-to-day operations.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make sure that people's hot water heaters work and
he's
things like
grass.
That.
Yeah,
I get somebody who works for 48 lempiras an hour that mows the grass. But yeah,
all right. So I'm sure you'll be telling us more about this as it develops. But in other news, the FBI's back in the news, guys. They got caught, according to the New York Post. This is the headline here: FBI just got caught in yet more massive, outrageous FISA abuses. Somehow. Well, I believe
what is
that
FISA?
It's a special court. We'll talk about that here in a second.
FISA. You calling it FISA?
FISA, whatever. Visa, Visa, FISA, FISA. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act is what it stands for. And while the headline may indeed be correct that it is massive and outrageous, I suspect that most people just simply won't be outraged enough to care about it, because, you know, they keep getting away with it. There's not any kind of way to stop these people, it appears.
One thing in your case that amazed me, it just amazed me. I was completely gobsmacked. It didn't matter what the FBI did. It didn't matter that you were not accused of stealing from anyone. It didn't matter that you had harmed no one. It didn't matter that the pretense upon which the raid on your house was predicated was based on a plastic sword. It mattered none of it. It was just fine and dandy to the jury, 12 people who live in the free state of New Hampshire, that, yeah, well, it's okay for them to go in and point guns at people and make them walk around in glass-filled shoes and
No one mentioned that during the trial. I should have been allowed to talk at the trial, but for some reason it was like, no, she can't talk at the trial. It didn't make any sense. If I was allowed to talk at the trial, I could have told them I was wearing shoes filled with glass. That's just one small of the many issues I have with the trial. It's annoying because the trial system isn't set up to figure out what is the truth of this matter. It's set up for two people to make up stories two sides to make up stories without the whole truth included in either one. And like
have 12 ignoramuses figure it out, right?
Yep.
Like the whole
just
idea
which
of
one
the
they like more
is flawed.
Yep, it is.
I mean, it makes as much sense as electing a class president at your high school. It is that dumb. And I mean, the jury decided they didn't like Ian, and I understand. Believe me, I've worked with him for over 20 years. I understand why you wouldn't like Ian, but as to whether or not he committed a crime, I sat there and I truly believed from what I saw that a reasonable person when sitting on that jury would come to the conclusion that either A, no crime had been committed, or B, only one of these crimes had been committed. At the very worst, I could have moved a few things around the board, but, I just couldn't see all 8 charges. Charges like, evading taxes. How can you evade taxes when they haven't proved that you owe them?
Mm-hmm.
How can you be guilty of selling Bitcoin to an undercover agent when you actually are on, it's shown that you wrote down that you refused to sell Bitcoin to an undercover agent? Like, that is the kind of breathtaking leaps in logic that this jury chose to take. And I know you can't comment on it, Ian, and I know you're supposed to, be contrite about it and all those things, and it's pretty obvious that a jury of your peers did not find you innocent. But man, as somebody who was there, I'm just amazed by it all.
I'm not restricted from commenting about it. I've said publicly I'm pretty disappointed with the jury on this, so.
I think it's just exactly what Mark said. It's no different than electing a president in your high school, because it's just, which side do I like more? Oh, I like this lady, Georgiana McDonald. I love her expensive bag and heel she's wearing. I kind of like her.
What it
I believe
came
her
down
story.
To because, like, you know, from our perspective,
female
and
woman
of course,
power
and
versus
course,
Ian, who's like a man. And everybody hates men right now.
We are libertarians. We're voluntarists. We're liberty loving people. So we tend to be more critical of people like the police But it seemed so clear when these cops got up, these FBI agents and the undercover IRS guy got up on the stand. They seemed to be so slimy under cross-examination. I mean,
they were lying. I mean, I know for a fact at least one of those people, the FBI head lady at the time of the raid, T-Bone, lied about me. She said she didn't know anyone else that was in the house or who they were, even though she walked up to me and said, Bonnie Cruz, Ian Freeman's girlfriend, and she lied on the stand.
Sure.
We didn't know who she was or that they were there or anyone else in the house, because they didn't want to look like... So you put a whole bunch of innocent people's lives in, even considering, let's just, forget Ian. Everyone else in this house, you know, their lives are disrupted and also in danger just because of a bunch of... regulatory, quote unquote, white collar crimes.
She didn't want to look that up. That's just one way, Bonnie, that that Tebow lied. Tebow lied on another issue. I'm gonna space on it, but it had to do with her claiming that she was there when the raid occurred.
Right, but
and
she
then,
was down the street.
Oh, it had to do with
later,
the call out.
Yeah, the call out.
The so-called, the purported call out that never actually occurred, where...
If there was a call out, it was made at 5:50-something in the morning, as if very many people are awake. Yeah, 5:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
5:15 in the morning, as if very many people are awake at that time, and it would have given you all of... 3 seconds, 10 seconds to come to the door.
There was no evidence of a call out. I mean, you can look
at
the video.
No evidence. Yeah, you can't see their face moving.
The only evidence was the evidence of a person who clearly was lying. Like, they had lied about me even being there.
Yeah, they roll up. They pull over near Bonnie's car. They pulled up near Bonnie's car in a truck. They get out. They put a flashlight into her car, to check to see if someone's lurking back there. And then the guy with the, you know, who flashed in the car pulls out a grenade and throws it. I mean, it's not like he's got a megaphone out.
He doesn't put his hand up next to his face like someone might if they were trying to call as loud as possibly.
Right. And then on the front side of the house, there's a SWAT team coming in up on the porch and readying themselves.
Got a riot shield.
To smash in the front. Studio window. I mean, there's not any one of those guys that makes any effort to call out.
And they made it very clear that it was the law that they must call out.
That's what they said.
They made it clear that it was the law, and they made
that
it
was
clear
part of the
that
warrant. They said it was part of the warrant. Apparently, that was required in the warrant.
Well,
so thus they raided illegally. And the jury didn't care.
No.
It was shown multiple times to them, and the jury didn't care.
Well, I don't know. We should talk about how a lot of people don't even care. I think the most annoying part is how few people actually care. Like, there isn't this big group of people standing together to say, government, no, you are doing something that is objectively wrong. No, you will not do this. There was a scattering of very nice people that I'm very grateful who came every day, tons of which came from out of state and aren't even free staters. And then there are these people that want to be, like, famous for being the most liberty activist people ever on Twitter all day who didn't show up. And I just think that it's ridiculous because things like this would not happen if there was a huge gathering of people all in one place that will say,
no. It would still happen.
No, you can't do this.
Yeah, they would still happen. The federal government doesn't care if you bring, 100 people into a courtroom. They're gonna proceed with what they're going to do. It's not going to stop them.
It could sway the jury. Like, this person is clearly not a bad person because he has 100 supporters.
Yeah,
well, supposedly there's 8,000 free staters, right?
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah, that's true. No, I get the disappointment. But, I mean, the reality is it's a three-week-long trial. You can't expect people to come out for a three-week-long trial.
Well, not for all 3 weeks. I mean, it's so nice that people even came out for one day. Like, tons of people didn't come at all.
Yeah, well, they're certainly not obligated to. Not everybody has it in their mind that cryptocurrency is their number one issue. There's a lot of people who are here who are concerned with, drug decriminalization or gun rights. Or,
if you care about drug decriminalization, there are a lot better places to move than New Hampshire.
Yeah, I'm just saying. There's a lot of people that have a lot of things that's going on in their life. They probably even know who I am, Bonnie. I mean, I'm not as high profile as maybe you would like to believe. A lot of people moving here don't know anything about Free Talk Live. It's not like it was 10 years ago, and a lot of those people have left in that last period of time. So, like I said, I'm like you on this, Bunny. I am grateful for the people who came out. I suspect that if we had doubled our numbers, which would have been nice, I don't think that would have resulted in the jury changing their mind.
Even if we doubled our numbers, it'd be like a very small fraction of the Free Staters that are here, but whatever.
Yeah.
Well, so, I'm not here to try to fix the Free State Project, but I would have a comment on the jury system. And what my comment on the jury system is that if you expect a panel of 12 ignoramuses, and I know you don't like that term when I use it, Ian, but I use it as factually as possible. Generally, the general public is ignorant on the law, and I am within that set. The set of people that are ignorant of the law is wide and vast, and the set of the people who know the law is zero. There is a subset of people who will claim to know the law for money,
mm-hmm.
and, or benefit in some manner, and that is a very small set, but they don't ask any of those people. If you would have had a trial by, I mean, in any civilized country, you would have gotten a trial by three judges. If you would have had a trial by three judges, I suspect you would have gotten a more true ruling on what is the law.
Yeah, hard to really say. I mean, I tend to agree. I think it would have been probably the right choice to make, would have been to go with a bench trial in this case. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20.
Took the risk.
So we are going to appeal, of course, the Crypto 6 case. If you're curious to learn more about it, you can go to thecrypto6.com. Our co-host, Aria, she is out tonight.
It's less about how many people show up to big trial and more about how disappointing it is that there are so few people on this planet that know the difference between right and wrong morally. So few people who have any type of... Mm-hmm. cojones and want to be able to say, I'm not a slave and I won't live as a slave and these people are doing something that's wrong.
You're referring to the jury at this point?
No, the jury and everyone on this planet.
Yeah, it is definitely sad, the state of humanity. I mean, we are essentially all living on a big slave plantation, and when you're surrounded by a bunch of other slaves, then, you know, the slaves rule, unfortunately. And that's one of the reasons why we're trying to, I think, get as many people who have broken out of that mindset to migrate here to New Hampshire and join together for whatever value that can confer. And I think there is value in it, even though Mark is pretty skeptical about it these days.
I think there's value in it, too. I mean, I wouldn't have had someone help me scare a dangerous criminal off my porch the other day if I didn't live in a house with a bunch of people who moved from different states to come together for the New Hampshire freedom movement.
Yeah. It is a great community. There really is there are a lot of good people here.
Let me defend my position on New Hampshire, because it, as is common on this show, you, and that's how we make a living, right? You and I argue for a living and have done so for 20 years. But as is common on this show, you characterize my position as not exactly the way I would characterize it. I had to make a decision recently as to what state I was going to claim as my residence. I don't live in the United States very much, but I don't live in Honduras enough to claim it as my residence for tax purposes, what they call a tax home. So I had to pick a state. And I picked the state, and that state was New Hampshire. And the reason I picked New Hampshire was because, you know, my friends are there, and I really like the description by, what's the gentleman's name, Jeremy Kaufman, that it's the libertarian homeland. Wow, I do not believe that the free state is free. And while I would say that a place like Prospera or Morazan.city are both currently freer than New Hampshire will be within my lifetime, that it is still the choice I would like to make as far as, you know, where's my tax home? Because I'm already pretty free. I can, you know, pay off the government the ways that I need to pay the government off in order to do the things that I want to do. And that's the trade that you make currently for freedom. You're gonna have to give one of these organizations that claims dominion some money in order to do the things you want to do, in order to get them to leave you alone.
Yeah, it's a strange definition of freedom. I mean, you're essentially saying that being forced to pay a tribute to a criminal enterprise is freedom. And I think most libertarians probably would disagree with that particular sentiment. I understand it does afford you the ability to be left alone, and that's what happens when you pay off the gangs.
That's what freedom is, right? Freedom is the being left alone. Paying to be left alone is paying for freedom. And
no, it's a one way to look at it, Mark. That's
like,
for sure. I think it's a little twisted.
You want to do without being inhibited, and I understand that your position is that you choose like the top things that you want to do without being told you can't do them.
Right. And I don't want to smoke pot while driving helmetless on a motorcycle with my gay lover.
And that's why I just think that, in my personal view, New Hampshire is freer than some place like Prospera because of the fact that it's just a bigger place. I can go to the other states and take advantage of other things if I want. I mean, I'm just considering if I, like, went to Prospera and became a citizen, I guess I could always come back, but I don't know. The top thing that I want, I haven't sat down and thought them out specifically, but I just don't. I can understand being
old. But consider
old.
That the thing that you want, Bonnie, consider the thing that you want is to shop at Walmart and to be able to live a normal American life.
More like
and
Hobby Lobby, Home Goods.
Okay. Wait, I'm not making fun of that. I'm telling you that that's exactly true. When you leave the United States, you leave that behind. There are places that mimic it better and places that mimic it worse. But it's the single biggest thing is that you currently live in the consumer paradigm apex.
Yeah,
of all history of all of society.
Like a couple weeks ago, Nikki was telling me, like, oh, if you're paying taxes at all, you're not an anarchist. You have to go to Alaska and live in the middle of nowhere and build an igloo where nobody can find you. And I was just like, I don't think that that's necessarily true. Just because I'm being forced to do something that I know is wrong, pay property taxes, doesn't mean that I should have to give up all my other freedoms that I like, you know, having people around me and not living in an igloo.
Yeah, I mean, it's a ridiculous statement
and
to
I know
say
that
you can't be
it
an anarchist.
Not the same thing.
It's a ridiculous statement to say you can't be an anarchist if you pay any taxes, because I guarantee you...
Anarchist is what you believe.
Every single one... Yeah, anarchism is just a belief. Every single one of those tough-talking anarchists, they're all paying some kind of tax somewhere, I guarantee it.
I definitely... what's the word? Encourage people to pay as little taxes as possible whenever they can.
I bet you she goes and fills up her car with gasoline.
Her argument wasn't that she's more anarchist than me, just to be fair. She wasn't saying...
Saying she is also not an anarchist because she doesn't pay taxes? Ridiculous. But anyway, if you want to comment, you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. But also, I think it's pretty silly to say that if you pay a gang, that you are free. And I think, to me, being free means that there's not a criminal enterprise around extracting your wealth from you at any kind of arbitrary point. And that you would have, if there were, you would have the freedom to defend yourself against those people, which obviously you do not have the freedom to when it comes to the criminal gang known as the government. There's more coming up here, though. The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. Plus, we got to get to the FBI and the latest shenanigans.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is meeting with President Biden again to discuss the debt ceiling.
I have the highest respect for the individuals he has down here working on it. People do have difference of opinion, just like in the country, but you have difference of opinion in your own household.
Prior to the meeting, McCarthy said he believes a deal can be reached before the nation defaults. TikTok is suing the state of Montana. A new law keeps residents in Montana from being allowed to download the TikTok app, and it prevents the company from operating in the state. Lawyers for TikTok say say the Montana law violates the First Amendment. A plan has been reached to conserve water in the Colorado River. The states of Arizona, California, and Nevada have agreed to voluntarily conserve 3 million acre-feet of water over the next 3 years to help stabilize the river. The river's flow has dropped about 20% over the last 2 decades, causing water levels in Lake Powell and Lake Mead to drop. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can join the show here and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live brought to you by listeners like you on our AMPS program. You can join AMPS. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a way for you to directly get behind the show for as little as $5 per month. And I want to thank JCOM3030, who is a diamond-level supporter of AMPS. That means JCOM is doing, I believe that's 50, I believe, per month, if I recall correctly. So thank you, JCOM3030. That's a tremendous level of support. We only ask for $5 a month. He's doing 10 times that amount. So definitely appreciate it. And you can help us advertise, market, promote, and support the show as well. Just go to amps.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there through our Patreon. You can use your debit card, your credit card, your PayPal account to do that. If you don't like Patreon, and I understand, they are definitely, you know, a big corporation. If you don't like them, then you can support us through our Odyssey channel as well with your debit or credit card by going to video.freetalklive.com and clicking the join link on the page there. It's right toward the top. You do have to have an Odyssey account to do that with, and then they'll take your credit card info, and you'll be good to go. And then you'll support Odyssey instead of supporting Patreon, and that, of course, also supports us as well. It's video.freetalklive.com or amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones
here.
Is
Diamond the highest level?
No, I think there's an elite level that's $100 a month, if I recall correctly, but I don't have it in front of me.
I got to say, I think that at some point in the near future, you're going to need to tear that diamond thing up. De Beers had a really great gig going with diamonds for the last 100 years. But at this point, they can grow those things in a lab. They cannot grow gold. They cannot grow platinum.
What's that thing?
He's just teasing, saying that diamonds aren't worth what they used to be.
Oh, diamond is the top tier. Oh, I see what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is that they can currently make a diamond wafer that is like 2 centimeters across. They can make jewelry in a shape that they couldn't do, simply could not do 10 years ago.
It's still not worth as much, though. Like my emerald is lab grown that I have on my wedding ring. I didn't want to spend a whole bunch of money on my wedding ring, but I wanted an emerald and a real...
I support that.
Yeah.
Like, I think that you're the smartest person in the room. Somebody out there with a rock that had to enslave their fellow human being, in order to put that on their finger, not.
The only other thing is that, like, a lab-grown emerald like mine is more likely to break in my lifetime than, like, one that came
another
from
one.
Ground.
It'll be a tenth of the value of the cost when you do. No, I mean, rocks are just rocks at this
point. And it's really pretty. It's
you can have
the best
a 40-carat lab-grown emerald right now if you want to have it. 40 carats. It could be this giant thing that you can no longer use your left hand. And, you know, these things just... And then shortly after that, anybody can have it. Pretty soon, it's going to be something like $10 a carat. And where people are going to wonder why in the heck we ever did this.
I want to go to the phones here. Let's talk to Saheed. He's in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Saheed.
Hey, guys. I was just hearing your conversation earlier about taxes. And, I just had a quick comment or wanted to hear you guys' thoughts on, because the way that I look at it is that sales tax is something that's the person you're buying from is going to pay, regardless, like they're holding it and they're going to go ahead and pay the government for it to go ahead and have the privilege to go ahead and sell you something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something that's directly, that you're directly paying. Whereas with the property tax, it pretty much is. It's like you're paying the government pretty much directly, right?
Yeah.
When you pay property taxes, you cut a check to the government. Sure. I see what you're saying, though. You're saying somebody buying a product at a cash register isn't actually cutting the check to the state. But, I mean, it still feels
that's
like
fine.
You're getting taxed when you're at the register.
That's fine. But, I mean, let's presume that this high horse about which we're talking here, because the premise, well, the situation, the context was someone scolding someone else about their principles as a libertarian for paying taxes and comparing and contrasting property tax and sales tax within that. And I will say that, yes, somebody else is paying your tax based on the transaction that you generated. And, they're paying your tax for you. That's fine. But if you're I wouldn't. It would say that this horse's legs are very, very short, not a high horse at all. And that if you're paying rent, you're not paying property tax. But you can believe that the property upon which you're renting is paying property tax is being paid on it. And if it wasn't, you wouldn't be very happy if it got sold at auction out from underneath you.
And the thing is, the fact is, you will get thrown in a cage or have your property stolen if you don't pay a property tax. It's just like the state of consciousness of the entire planet right now is not yet at a place where people see, oh, it's wrong to steal from people. We're just not there yet.
They think it's wrong to steal from people. They just don't think taxes are stealing. They're not there yet.
I don't think they are.
They don't think it's wrong to steal from people if they are okay with property taxes.
They don't see it as stealing.
They haven't read what it is. They just are doing a thing without being completely uninformed.
They don't want to see it. They don't want to see what
it's not,
is.
Ian, it's not stealing.
It's extortion.
You opt into it.
About paying rent and secondhand, you're also paying tax. I think that's similar to the sales tax example, whereas the property tax is direct. And so I kind of see that as more like your argument, Mark, where you're going ahead and paying for you're paying the government to go ahead and say, get your freedom to live on land, you know, which I think we can all agree that we can live somewhere, own something without, needing to pay tax.
But
sure,
but
that's not even true. You can pay them $3,000 or $8,000 or whatever, $1,000 per year for property tax, and then they're still going to come back and say, oh, well, you can't have a garden in your front lawn, or you can't have this, or you can't do that. You can't paint your fence. Yeah. You can't do this.
Can't build your watchtower.
You got to ask us permission for everything you want to do. And that while there are a few exceptions to this, like there's a few towns in New Hampshire that have no zoning, for instance, so there are places you can go where, you know, they'll molest you less. Just paying the gang doesn't necessarily mean they're going to stop molesting you.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Yeah, I was just trying to compare the two, property tax and paying for your freedom and versus something more like sales tax or paying rent as something that's indirect, where it's the other person basically going ahead and doing the paying, and so it's on them morally.
I don't really think that
on the item.
People paying
the tax regardless.
Taxes in a place where they'll go to jail if they don't pay them is ever really immoral. I think that if you want to get stop doing as much as possible, that's a good thing. But I don't think that you're a bad person if you just pay the tax because you're the one being stolen from.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with paying the criminal to not break your legs. I mean, if that's what you're the situation you're in, I wouldn't judge somebody for doing that.
What's immoral is when you do something wrong to someone else because you were told to do so. Like, well, I'm a cop and I got told to go stop that person from using their First Amendment right to free speech. I put them in jail for passing out flyers. It's just my job. I was just told to do it. Like, if you are acting in any... whatever you actions you put out into the world that are wrong, aka not right, aka you don't have a right to do it objectively, is wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I actually kind of do see a little bit of a moral culpability there. I don't know how you call it, because if you do have the chance not to go ahead and pay that or to go ahead and refuse to.
But how do you have that chance? You'll just not have a house. You'll get it stolen from. You'll starve because
that's what I meant about renting. Renting versus, and doing sales tax. I feel like
but
that's
there's no big difference. Just because there's one middleman in between, there's not a big difference. It's like Mark said, your property tax you're living on is still getting paid.
Yeah, I mean, it is a small difference, but I do think that it does have, like, it is a moral kind of decision that you can make. I make that decision.
That's not a moral decision. It's just it's just a convenience. You know, your landlord takes care of stuff, so you don't have to. And one of those things is paying the taxes.
For sure. I just see it that way. I was just really curious what you guys thought about it.
Thank you, Saheed, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, it doesn't make you moral or a better anarchist because you've decided to rent instead of, cut a property tax check.
I think that it's like the trolley, the trolley problem or whatever that's called, the trolley scenario where you're like, well, you're here and you're going to pull the lever. If you don't pull the lever, five people die, five kids die on a track if you do pull. But if you do pull the lever.
You don't pull it because you didn't start this thing action.
Hold on. Well, then Saheed's right that you didn't pay, that a renter doesn't pay tax and that the government does.
Are you driving the train? No. Is it your fault that the train's in action?
The government does? You mean the landlord does?
The landlord pays the tax. The renter isn't paying tax. If the renter's just there giving money to the guy at the trolley thing who's pulling the lever, then the renter's not responsible for it. Like,
I'm
that's
just
what
having
I'm saying.
Trouble. I guess I missed a part. I'm not seeing the exact metaphor here.
Okay, so in the trolley scenario, there's a person who's standing at a trolley lever.
Yep.
And if they pull the trolley lever, five people are saved, but one person loses an hour of their life or something silly like that, right?
Yeah, I know that.
And what I'm saying is that effectively, the renter isn't pulling the lever. The landlord is. Saheed's right.
I don't think so at all. The thing is, the person who did something wrong in this situation isn't the lever puller, no matter who dies. The person who did something wrong is the person who put this system in place of taxes, a.k.a. the person who tied these people to the train track. You didn't do anything wrong.
The person who tied the people to the train tracks is truly the culpable person.
The only culpable
person. I agree
with you.
But what culpability does the person at the lever have?
I think that you should be, like, I'm not God, and if somebody's going to die either way, I'm not going to choose who dies, and I didn't do this situation. If you could stop it, you should, but if you can't stop it, it's not your fault you didn't do it.
I'm not saying there's fault. I'm saying that if you pay rent, if you pay rent, you know that property taxes are going to be paid, and you're therefore responsible.
And what's the other alternative?
Move into a boat on Lake Spofford and don't pay property tax.
Well, no one's going to do that because it sounds terrible.
Oh, but I don't want to. I want to rent. I want to own.
Yeah, I want to live on dry land.
Why don't you move to Saipan where there is no property tax?
Because I want Walmart.
That's right. In order that Bonnie has Walmart, and I'm not saying this is wrong.
It's not wrong, and we're talking about right and wrong. We're not talking about...
I'm not talking... I'm the one saying that it isn't... that taxes aren't theft. So go ahead and lambast me for that.
If you want to claim
the taxes are theft...
Taxes are extortion. They're not theft.
I know there's like a slight difference between, but it's a wrong thing. It's a taking from someone wrongly, whatever you want to call it. If you're talking in legal land terms, I guess it's extortion.
It's a criminal gang that will put a gun to your head.
Bonnie agreed to the taxes in New Hampshire when she moved to New Hampshire.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, well, yeah, you did.
That's just a political fantasy, Mark. It's like believing that there is a social contract just because somebody crosses
the border. If I walk into Denny's... and I order food, and then I refuse to pay because nobody made me sign a contract.
Debunk this because you walk
debunk
in there and you get a menu, and the menu says the price of the thing you order.
Right, and you know full well that your property when you buy it in New Hampshire has property tax.
But it's not like I'm taking from somebody else. It's not like there's somebody that actually mows my lawn and all this stuff that I need to pay for that I'm taking from them. In the situation of Denny's, that's somebody who owns this vegetable that I'm about to eat and puts time and effort into cooking it, brings it out to me. I'm actually stealing from that person. So,
well, actually, the town of Keene, New Hampshire owns your property. You have a special form of lease that we call ownership in the United States.
Fake entities can't own a property.
Really?
The city of Keene is a
fake entities that own all kinds of property.
Because that's not like an illegal, immoral thing. In point of fact reality, the city of Keene doesn't exist.
No, but what does exist are men with guns who believe in the city of Keene. There are a bunch of these people who have joined together as a criminal enterprise to extract the hard-earned wealth of the people that they are dominating in this particular geographic area. I agree with you, Bonnie. There is no city of Keene. That's simply a political fantasy. It is a
corporation.
But there
are places you can move and not pay property tax.
Like where?
You won't have Walmart, though. You will have Joatan in Saipan, though.
Joatan?
Yeah, there's it's Joe A. Tan or something like that. Is the guy's name? It was Chinese. Tan being his last name and his first name.
So it's like
it's a department store.
Department store.
Well, it's a bunch of things. It's a family, and they own an entity that doesn't exist called Joatan Enterprises or something like that. And among the things that they own is this, call it a Sam's Club knockoff, on one of the main streets there, and it's pretty impressive. I mean, they just kind of buy bulk, and, you can get some really great deals there, and people shop there all the time. It's right next to the comic book store, too.
Yep, but there is still a criminal enterprise there, and they still must have taxes to support their entity, right?
Yeah, their taxes come from you, the American taxpayer, because largely they are funded by...
So living there is immoral. Because living there comes from theft of the Americans.
Look, I didn't create the system,
I didn't
pull the lever.
But you also shouldn't say that it's not immoral if you
every time you pay
you
property
don't
every time you pay property tax, you're pulling the lever.
No, I'm not.
Pulling what lever?
The lever on the trolley, man.
Well, okay, pulling the lever, sure. But I already told you that I don't think that it's immoral to pull the lever. It's immoral to tie people to the train track knowing that they'll die.
Right, the people doing the immoral thing are the ones threatening the property tax or the property owners
with
violence.
A bully is wrong when he goes to a smaller kid and says, give me your lunch money. But But the person who gives the lunch money so he doesn't get beat up is not immoral, even though
Agreed.
He is, quote-unquote, participating in what the bully is doing.
The
He's a victim.
I agree, but I try to avoid as many taxes as possible.
And so do I.
While we have a conversation
is an important one.
About where is the most libertarian place to live, I'm going to say the place that has legalized gambling, the place that has ignores prostitution, the place that has no sales tax, that its income tax is discounted by up to 80% off of the federal income tax, that has no property tax. This place is the far and away winner. As far as
innocent people who work every single day, it costs them for those people to have their water.
Those people willingly live in the United States every single day.
See,
as a matter of fact, there's people that string together.
So you're calling the person getting their lunch money stolen just a voluntary part of the thing, and they're not. The person who's getting lunch money stolen is not voluntarily part of it. They only give the money away because they don't want their nose broken.
There are very few people that pay taxes voluntarily with a smile on their face, but I would say everybody pays their taxes voluntarily. If you choose to live in a place, you have chosen that tax regime.
I didn't say that it's not voluntary. It obviously is. Every choice a person makes is their choice, and they made that... It's not that
How
it's
can
voluntary.
Something be voluntary if you have a gun to your head?
It's not that it's voluntary. It's that they made the choice. I'm just saying that the choice isn't immoral.
If they've chosen to not take a bullet by giving a criminal money, yes, they've made a choice. But it was not a choice that they wanted to likely make. It's not a choice that they...
Yes, I misspoke. It wasn't voluntary, but it is a choice
they made.
Well,
he said it was voluntary.
And I didn't.
It is voluntary.
No, it's
not voluntary.
And I'll defend it. Let me, please allow me to. Which tax are we referring to so I can make this explanation?
Property tax on this studio house.
Property tax on this studio house. Are you obligated to pay property tax on that studio house in 2025?
Yes, because they'll steal your
house. Only if you own it. You can sell it today, and then the person who owns it will have to pay it in 2025, and there will be no involuntary action of
paying
property
tax. But I also want to live here.
Well, then you're going to need to find some place that doesn't have property tax in order to do that.
No,
and
no,
I have
because
recommended
it's not like
and you're like,
be...
I want Walmart and straight hair.
It's not like there's going to be zero things that are immoral going on if I live in anywhere on this planet.
And I'm not claiming that there are.
So
I'm addressing an issue about paying property tax
here.
On the studio.
So you are saying that I'm immoral living here because I'm letting... Property taxes get paid.
I'm saying you voluntarily pay the tax.
No, I'm
Let
not.
Me ask you
because
this.
There's
hold
lots
on,
of different
on,
factors.
Hold on, Bonnie. Hold on, Bonnie.
It's not
now,
Apple's
there's
origin.
A building called Duna at a place called Prosper.
Isn't that a German food? Just wondering.
I don't know.
Well, I was wondering if they named it after
what
German
food. What
it means
food, here
so
in this case is dune, as in a pile of sand.
Oh, okay.
There's a place called Duna that will be open by the end of the year. They say September. I say the end of the year. In Prospera, Honduras, that will be under private governance, and it will have something that they're calling tax. Now, I don't call it tax because it's involuntary, or excuse me, because it's voluntary. But if you choose to set up the studio in that place, would it be immoral?
This all goes back to who owns it. The city of Keene doesn't exist and doesn't own this land, and the person who owns Duna does own Duna, and paying
no
them would just
owns
be rent.
Duna.
Well, I thought you said that they did.
There's a group of people calling themselves Prospera that own Duna, and they have an explicit agreement that you likely have to sign when you want to buy property there, right? Or when you want to rent there. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly right.
Right.
And they voluntarily came together, and they don't force... anyone
that's the
to
difference
be a part
by the way
it.
Before you go on, that's the difference here. Okay, so when you're joining a neighborhood association, when you're joining this Duna on Prospera or whatever, you're joining Mark's future thing that he's going to do, villas, then you are given the rules. They're written down. You can read through them probably in a weekend or a night. It's probably something that's relatively short. As I understand it, Prospera is relatively short. You're shaking your head. You're saying it's not short.
No, Prospera is founded by a bunch of attorneys, and they have written a great deal that includes English common law, this pared-down English common law written by Tom W. Bell.
How long are we talking about? How many pages are we talking about here?
In order to opt into everything that's there, you would have to read hundreds of pages of documents.
Okay, so a weekend. So you could do it in a weekend.
I mean, and you'd have to understand what you're reading.
Okay.
And here's what my point is that none of us click on the terms of service. None of us read those terms of service. Very rarely does anyone read the terms of service.
And you're not offering them in
New Hampshire. Different. Hold on. That's a totally different story if you're talking about a piece of software that is relatively unimportant, or a cell phone contract or whatever, where there's the amount of money at risk is relatively low. It's no big deal to not read the terms of service. But you better believe that when we've entered into an agreement with a satellite provider or something like that, I've read every single one of those terms of service because it's a very important, very large purchase. Similarly, if you're going to be moving into a neighborhood association where there's going to be potential neighborhood Nazis who are going to try to rule over your life, you better know what the rules are of that system before you go into it. So if you don't read those rules, then, you know, buyer beware, you're going to get what you get. In the case of governments, you don't get presented with any kind of terms of service. You don't.
The laws are right
like
there
that.
For you to read any of them that
it
you want to read.
It does not come as part of the contract. When you buy a house, there's no rules that are associated with that. You're not given any information about that. You're not given full due diligence or whatever. There's certain things that come to when you, if you look at contracts, right, like there's certain things that have to be gone through in order for a contract to be considered legitimate. And one of those things is an offer. I believe the other is acceptance. There has to be
compensation.
There has to be a meeting of the minds, and there has to be compensation, as you put it. There's another term for it, a legal term.
Remittance or, you know,
you're
exchange
close.
Of value. Or,
yeah. So those things do not exist when it comes to property taxes at all. So it's just not a comparison.
Well, they don't exist, but you know, I mean, you paid property tax on a house before you moved to Keene, New Hampshire. You knew that this was going to be part of the gig. And
just because I know there's a criminal enterprise in the area doesn't mean that it is a voluntary
choice. It's an owner of the land. You can call them criminal if you want, but their criminality goes back many, many centuries.
But it's very important because their criminality is involved in the thing we're talking about. It's not like they're just happening to be criminal.
I
want to
talk about Israel
and
Cuba when we get back.
Okay, but it doesn't matter that they've been around for a long time. It's still a criminal enterprise and is not a voluntary choice just because you move to another place.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.